finding yourselves as settled as you have ever been. Today's Nidra is a sacred act of self-worship. This may be the first time in your life that you have ever been welcomed into an act of self-worship. So many teachings and reasons to put yourself last. What would it be? What would it be to put yourself in the center? And just underneath this resting body, we acknowledge the spirits of the land, the spirits of our ancestors of past, present, and future, the spirits of the Arapaho, the Lenape, the Galois, the Salish, the Kickapoo, Choctaw, the lands of the Celts and Scots, the Sami peoples, the Erie, the Cheyenne, the Sauk, the Fox, the Potawatomi, as we reach into the earth. We reach for the bones of our ancestors, the bones of our ancestors at rest. We reach for the peoples known and unknown in our voluntary and forced diaspora. And we make a humble request that the ancestors of past, present, and future enter our dream space, our self-worship ritual in the form of Yoga Nidra today, as supports and guides, that they help us remember our gifts, our abilities, the limits beyond the physical realm, into our magic, the fantastical magic that lies within. Feel the breath in the two nostrils. Right at the outside of the nostrils. And observe how the cool breath from the outside environment enters the nostrils. And then as you exhale, how the warm breath from the body exits the nostrils. The cool breath on the inhale. The warm breath on the exhale. nourishing breath on the inhale, releasing breath on the exhale. The mind settling, the body at ease. The mind settling, and the body at ease. The sacred form at rest on the floor. Imagining your own body as the sacred temple itself. Imagine magically appearing in whichever hand you so choose is a bottle of the most rare oil ever found on earth. This precious most substance distilled from the flowers, herbs, roots, and leaves of the most delicious and medicinal plants, this essence we will use in our own act of self-worship. Just feel as if in this imaginary dreamscape you took the cork off this bottle and took the biggest inhale of the most delightful scent. Just feel this sense of pleasure cascading through the body, cascading from the nostrils, through the forehead and the eyes and the top of the head and the back of the head, and just almost like the beautiful most mist descends down the front part of the body, down the front part of the chest and the belly and the hips and the thighs and the calves and the feet, all the way to the toe tips. The scent, this mist arriving, rising feet and ankles, rising upwards, backs of the thighs and hips and the back, and all the way up the back, through the neck, through the base of the skull, and all the way to the crown of the head, meeting back up at the space between the eyebrows. A mystified body with this sacred scent. And now feeling into the touch of this sacred most oil, we anoint this body in the sacred act of self-worship, placing a little drop of this oil, the tip of your right hand thumb and index and middle finger and ring finger and pinky fingers, and put a drop of that oil right onto the center of the palm of the hand, anointing the elbow and the shoulder. And then go over to the tip of the left hand thumb, anointing with this essence. The left hand thumb and index and middle finger, ring finger and pinky fingers, anoint the center of the palm of the left hand. And a drop at the elbow and the left shoulder, arriving to the space at the chest, anointing the heart center, expanse at the heart center. Now anoint the navel center. Put a drop at the sexual plexus, a drop at the root center, Muladhara chakra. Put a drop on each of the hips, and a drop onto the clitoris. Drops of sacred oil onto the right knee and left knee, the right ankle, the left ankle, and little drops anointing yourself at the tip of the right big toe and second toe and third toe and fourth toes and fifth toes. And then a drop over to the left big toe and second toe and third toe and fourth toe and fifth toe. Put a drop of oil at the back of each knee. Put a drop of oil at the sacrum, at the tailbone, and then take your time. All 51 vertebra of the spine, each receiving a drop of this sacred oil, this act of self-worship in the form of Yoga Nidra. All the way up, lower back, middle back, upper back, the curves of the neck, arriving at the very top of the spine, the axis and atlas. Arriving to the crown of the head. Placing a drop of oil at the crown. Place a drop of oil at the Agya, third eye center. Place a drop of oil at the throat center. Arriving back to the expansiveness of the heart. Take in this whole scene, this sacred temple that is your body, anointed, worshipped by none other than you. an acknowledgement of your divinity. Now in a moment of sacred listening, we invite in the possibility of remembering. Of reconnecting to the original promise we made when we decided to leave our heavenly realms to take an earthly form and to involve ourselves in a divine game here in the earthly earthwalk. And that promise that we made is our healing resonance. It's how we want to be the highest vibrational expression of ourselves. And those ancestors that we've invited into the space with us today, they were there when you made that contract. And so for a moment of listening and remembrance, feel free to ask for their help. As you return home to the sacred temple of your body. as we slowly invite ourselves to return in this sacred communion with the ancestors, with ourselves. We take out our medicine bundles, and perhaps we received things from the ancestor realm. Objects, parts of the body, memories, connections, knowing. Perhaps we were able to listen in for the remembrance of the healing resonance. Perhaps that communication came in the form of visual or thought, a sound, a memory, a knowing, a feeling. No right or wrong about it. Place those things and that sacred bottle of oil in your bundle, your medicine bundle, with you at all times. For use whenever the medicine calls for it. We awaken ourselves from this dream healing experience by returning to the senses themselves. Opening up the ears for the sounds that surround you, perhaps the sweet sound of this flute, of this bird song. Start to deepen the breath, maybe even bringing your awareness back to the two nostrils and the flow of the breath in and out of the two nostrils. Move the tongue around inside your mouth, activating the sense of taste. Start to wiggle your fingers, your toes, activating your sense of touch. And only when you're ready, perhaps opening the eyes with a few fast blinks. A few fast blinks. Moving nice and slow, emerging from this relaxation, we'll call this practice officially complete and our in-between adventures have begun.